A crisp salad of fennel, hazelnuts, young dandelions and scallions was placed on the table, followed by a giant-sized leek and mushroom pasty, its steaming golden crust adorned with watercress. A large pitcher of cherry cordial and beakers came next, with cold mint-flavoured spring water standing by in another jug. Apples, baked in honey with dollops of yellow king cup cream, topped the whole thing off, with a wide, flat, sugared plum cake standing by as an extra. Ashnin and Lonebud ate sparingly, encouraging the younger creatures to have as much as they liked, though little encouragement was needed. Mara ate steadily, but Pickle, Tubgut and Earthwhite went at it as though they were facing a 10-season famine. While they were enjoying the food, Mara noticed a black stone on a leather thong hanging over the fireplace. She nudged Tubgut.
Is that Loggalog's famous black stone?
Tubgut rose from the table. Going over to the stone, he touched it and bowed low reverently.
Aye, this is the black stone of all the South Stream shrews.
Earthwhite leaned back and stretched out. Unlooping the stone and its thong, he swung it back and forth, a mischievous grin hovering on his big face.
Oh, this? I took it from a shrew who trespassed on our island a long time ago. The little rascal took off like a shot. He must have thought I'd look like some kind of ghost in the dark. Most creatures do, you know. I used to play with this stone. Dreary-looking old thing, isn't it? You can have it if you like, Mara.
He passed the black stone over, noting with a smile the gratitude on her face. The badger maid accepted the stone, winding the thong around her paw.
Thank you very much, Earthwhite. This stone means a lot to the tribe of Tubgut and to the father of the shrew you took it from.
Lonebud served Pickle a great chunk of pasty.
So that's what 2 boatloads of shrews came all this way for. A simple black pebble on a string. Well, I never. We thought they'd come to settle here. That's why we got Earthwhite to sound his ghost cries last night. I hoped it had frightened them off.
Ashnin nibbled a fennel leaf, watching Mara with shrewd eyes.
But you never came here just for a piece of stone, missy.
Mara took a drink of the cool mint water.
No, I came because Loggalog the shrew leader wanted me to. Once he gets the black stone back, his authority as Gowsome leader will be complete. Then he will take me and Pickle to the sea in his logboats to help Earthstripe in his fight against Farrago.
Farrago the assassin!
Earthwhite's voice roared out like thunder as he threw back his big chair and reared up, a picture of massive ferocity. All traces of his former gentleness gone as fury blazed from hot angry eyes set above savagely bared teeth. Ashnin and Lonebud rushed round the table. They clung to the white badger's paws, trying to pull him back down into his chair. He was yelling at the top of his voice.
Farrago the assassin! Farrago the assassin!
The three friends helped to calm him down and get him seated. He was shaking and trembling all over, the food in front of him forgotten. Ashnin slipped a small quantity of powder into a beaker of cherry cordial and gave it to him.
Here, drink this all up and go outside. Take a nap in the clearing and you'll feel better. Go on.
Obediently, the big badger drained the cup and shambled off out of the cave. When he had gone, Lonebud seized Mara's paw.
Earthstripe, you mentioned Earthstripe. Is he alive?
Mara looked puzzled.
Yes, of course he is. Earthstripe is the badger lord of Salamandastron. He is a great warrior and also a stern old guardian. That's why I left Salamandastron.
Lonebud sat back in her chair, shaking her head as she wiped away tears with a distracted paw.
Earthstripe alive! So that little striped babe escaped the assassin somehow. Tell me about him. What does he look like? Is he as big as his brother? Wait, tell me everything, all about my grandson and about yourself too, young one.
The badger maid related the story of her life and all she recalled of the badger lord from the time she became the adopted daughter of the mountain up until the time she landed with the shrews at the island. Thank you.
This ends Disc 7.